What's your name, kid?
Film Freaks. Film Freaks?
That's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
The sum of $3,000 will be paid to the terrible.
Gorgeous.
The
funny.
The amazing
Movie Maidens!
And welcome back to the Movie Maidens podcast. As always, you're joined by me, Dorsa.
Me, Morgan.
And me, baby, Margot.
And today we're going to be briefly talking about the incredible, wonderful, amazing films of Sam Raimi.
Yay. Woo!
I think we can just kind of go around and say our thoughts on Sam Raimi, maybe the capacity in which we know him. Me personally, love Spider-Man. The first crush I can remember having is on Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker. When I was, 3 years old, maybe 4 years old. I'm 4 years old. Yeah. And I'm just like a huge Spider-Man fan. And those are the films that kind of made me love Spider-Man. And also, I'm a fan of a lot of his movies, especially also the Evil Dead series. But Margot?
I'm a huge Evil Dead head. I love Sam Raimi's movies. I've also been watching them since I was fairly young. I also grew up on Spider-Man. I remember really vividly in the second film, before I ever knew who Bruce Campbell was, in the scene where he's the bouncer, like his cameo is being like the usher.
Yeah,
and he doesn't let Peter Parker into the Mary Jane's play.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that, I remember being like, no. No, I hate you. I hate you. Let him in. I was like so upset. Like that's one of the first instances I remember because I used to get really embarrassed by absolutely anything and everything, which is really funny because I'm very nonplussed about anything embarrassing now. Like it's very difficult to embarrass me. But for like many, many years, like it was very, very, very hard for me not to be embarrassed by everything. So that's one of the first like instances I remember feeling like really, really intense, deep, like secondhand embarrassment. Like I was like, no. Cause like I was in my head, I was like, no, I would be late to that too. Anyway, long-winded explanation. He should have, but like he was being Spider-Man. like he couldn't really help it. Anyway, but I hated Bruce Campbell then and now I love him. So yeah, that's my experience. I love Evil Dead.
That's so true. I also grew up on Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. There's like a photo of me and my sibling. When we're like maybe like 2 and 4 or 3 and 5 or something, and we're both like dripped out in Spider-Man costumes. I mean like t-shirts and then like a mask. So
sick.
Always been a fan, still a fan. I love like all renditions of Spider-Man, but I also love the Sam Raimi films. They're awesome. They were the first ones, so you know.
Yeah.
You gotta give credit where credit's due. But I like didn't know when I got to university, I met you guys. You guys were like, yo, Evil Dead, this is cool thing. And I was like, okay. But I didn't like realize that it was the same guy. Like I didn't like put 2 and 2 together because I was like, why would the guy that did Evil Dead get the Spider-Man contract? I was like, how did that even happen? So that was fun, you know, when you like put 2 ideas together. But I'm also an Evil Dead fan. I like the second one.
Yeah, you like Evil Dead 2.
I like the second one, Evil Dead 2.
You guys both still haven't seen Evil Dead 1.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah.
That's okay.
I've read so much about it.
True. And then 2 days ago?
Yeah.
2 days ago, I watched Send Help.
Yes.
2 days. Yeah. We watched Send Help.
We watched
and that was
together.
Awesome. So, big Sam Raimi head now. Some of his movies, Drag Me to Hell, I don't like. But that's just,
I like that one.
I
love Drag Me to Hell.
That's just personal opinion. It's because I don't like gross out horror or humor or gross things in general. And that movie's very gross.
A lot of Sam Raimi stuff has a lot of.
There's a reason why I did not show you Evil Dead 1 first. Because it's the grossest one out of the 3.
Yeah, so.
There's like a lot of cottage cheese like material coming out of people's bodies.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're not regular people though, so.
They're dead?
Yeah.
And they're evil?
Hold on.
That's what
Who
they
spoiled
say.
The movie for you? What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so guys, I actually have a one-way ticket to the Nobby Cabin.
Stop.
We're going to drive out there.
What do you mean we?
We're going to drive to Michigan.
You can do that by yourself.
I can't drive, though. You're the only Michigan. One here that can, so I need your help.
I'll just drop you off and then leave.
Oh, well, you can't do that because actually when you try to leave, all of the bridge goes twisty and you go, no, and you fall to your knees.
Yeah, but what if you're actually the original ending of Army of Darkness and you go, it's the second one. I waited too long.
Yeah.
No,
I slept too long. Because, bro, have you seen the original Army of Darkness ending?
I think I watched both, right?
Yeah, I think the version
it was on the DVD.
Yeah. Because, like, they're like, only do 2 drops of this liquid. And then he goes, or like 5 drops of this liquid and you'll be brought back to your time. And then he's like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And then like a rock falls and he's like, what's that? And then he's like,
he's
like,
dog.
Oh, wait, which number was it on? 1, 2. So
I do actually remember this.
June.
So I definitely saw this one.
I saw that ending because the first time I saw the movie, I pirated it.
Mm.
Sorry, Sam Raimi.
He'll live.
My ex-boyfriend pirated it, to be fair. And then he was so dumb. He was like, I don't think this is the right ending. Because I was like devastated. I was like, what do you mean Ash like slept into the future? I was the original audience reaction. Yeah. Why they canned that ending. Because I was like, what the hell do you mean this is the end of this like series? Like, what do you mean? I was so upset. And then I was like, oh, that's not even the real ending.
Lol.
The real ending, he makes it with a beautiful woman, so...
Hey, yeah. Sometimes the alternate ending is better than the real ending, though. If anyone's just like seen how much,
we're locked in. I do love when a director has like their one acting person that they just put in every single thing, just everything.
Bruce Campbell,
I love
and
that.
I love that it his is Bruce Campbell.
Literally. It's not just Bruce Campbell though. He actually, he also with, I have it written down here somewhere. Ted Raimi, his brother, often does make cameos.
Makes sense.
He's also worked with J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit, too. I mean, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
But outside of that as well. But I have a couple of things written down here of, like, staple Sam Raimi things. I actually found it in a book about him called The Unseen Force, The Films of Sam Raimi. Written by John Muir. I hope I'm saying that right. But it's the Sam Raimi movie making lexicon. So it's like things that it's kind of like a you're seeing a Sam Raimi movie when
throw up and submissive men.
So I was gonna try to see if you guys maybe could point out some things, which I'm sure like the stuff you say will be valid, but like if it happens to match up with this book. This book was written in like 2004 though, I think. So
I'm gonna say slapstick comedy is one.
Slapstick comedy?
No.
Unfortunately, is one of them like jump scares?
Like what kind of like criteria are we looking for? Like is this like camera stuff or is it
some
like
camera stuff, some content stuff? Do you want me to give like example?
Wait.
Maybe
I have one more guess before you give an example.
Okay,
is one like the like low to the ground like shot, like the like deadite shot, you know,
like
what
the
I mean?
Deadite POV,
yeah, the POV low to the ground, like handheld-ish kind of shot, is that one?
Yes. So that one is referred to the one that's like very low.
Lower
to the ground. It's tracking
usually
someone.
Like, he usually does it like on a car, like he has like a car or vehicle of some kind that he like attaches,
like a dolly.
Yeah, like a dolly.
I have written like all of the weird rigs that they kind of invented.
Yeah.
For Evil Dead here. Because
like in one of them wasn't it like a car? Like am I Chung?
No, I'm not saying.
No. When it was someone, it was someone holding it and running. Sorry, that's actually
classic.
So there's a couple of things. One of them is the blank OCam, and
blank OCam.
So basically, for the first Evil Dead, for context, no budget. Basically no budget. Fun fact: Sam Raimi's not even really that big of a fan of horror movies. Like watching them, but he's like, I really appreciate the like craft and artistry that goes into it. Though originally he did, the reason he wanted to make a horror movie is because he thought it would be successful, because, I mean, they were making this in the late 70s, and, like, in like the 50s and 60s had like a lot of like really popular, like successful low budget horror films. So they're like, all right, let's freaking tap into that. But the Blanco Cam is photography and lighting expert Tim Fillo talking about it. Expert on Evil Dead specifically.
Oh, okay.
But so basically a Blanco Cam is you lay a blanket on the ground and then the cameraman lays down facing forward with the camera facing forward, like on their stomach, and then gets carried pallbearer style by six people, and they hold like the camera, and then the camera would track the character.
What
like
the
to
hell?
track their feet because they didn't have like a dolly.
It's like a like a litter in medieval times. You guys know about that? I learned about that reading on the Deeds of the Britons. A litter, it's like a medieval term for like if you're like leader or like someone important to the battle is like injured or like they can't walk or move.
Oh,
there's like a group of people which like carry them. It's like classified as a vehicle. Yeah,
true. It's like a little really box.
Yeah, it's like a little Pope box.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Apparently, like in this like falsified version of like Arthurian history, like Arthur when he's like super injured is like carried by a litter, and he's like, should I not have had this litter to carry me? I still could have done it. It's like, okay, bro, I don't think you could. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's okay. But I have a couple more camera stuff written if you guys are interested weird camera rigs that they had. One is called the Elevator, described as a seesaw-like device used to levitate the performers playing deadites.
Oh.
They used it for the first two movies, specifically for the shots where it's like a full, like a front full shot
of the
deadites. So like a seesaw is like attached to the performer's back and usually positioned through a window. And then it's like obscured by like the actual actor and like, so it's like invisible to the camera. Named after Evil Dead's Ellen Sandweiss.
Yes.
Yeah, they like made a makeshift harness and had like a telephone pole in the back. And she notes that it was uncomfortable but not a big deal.
She was original Linda, right? Or was she original was she Ash's sister? I can't remember which one she was. She's like a key like female character in the first one.
I feel like
Ellen Sandweiss. Oh no, she's the sister. She's Ash's sister. What's her name?
In the original one. Cheryl?
Cheryl! I love Cheryl. She's my favorite character in the first movie. I like her more than Ash.
She gets retconned.
She gets the least screen time in the movie,
yeah,
too.
But I don't remember if in the Evil Dead show if she...
She's un-retconned in the Evil Dead show.
Yeah, she canonically does exist
but
in the...
We didn't even get to that point.
Yeah, but he's like, I went up to the cabin with my sister and my friends. Yeah. Like, he says that when he's doing
his a way better version of the story.
Yeah.
Then like
it's
just
more
him
tragic.
And his girlfriend. Because it's his best friend's girlfriend, his sister, and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Bro, why is she like
and he has to kill all of them.
See, that's why she's my favorite character. I think it's because like my cousin growing up would always have friends over and he'd be like, my friends and Margo. So I was always like fifth wheeling. And I still am, honestly. I'm usually a fifth wheel. So and she just like draws and like sits in the corner for like most of the time. And that was me.
Sick.
Yeah. By the time they were making Evil Dead 2, they had a bit more budget, so they were able to do like motion control, like basically like a camera rig where like the computer like memorizes the way it moves, like it's like a dolly that I feel like it's a dolly. Yeah, it's like a dolly track. It'll go to the position, like it'll just move itself like without someone doing it. But they also have the shaky cam, which this is a really cool camera rig in my opinion. It consists of a, quote, 22-inch long board with a camera mounted in the center of it. Like a 2x4 with a hole drilled up through the center to mount the camera. And then your two arms are the stabilizing points. If you fall, it's Jover. It's done.
And you're riding on the long board with the camera?
Are you riding on it? Yeah.
It's a long board, I think. I don't.
Yeah, that's a skateboard.
I don't think it's a long board.
No.
I think it's just a wooden plank.
But like, how are you stabilizing it? Like, if there's a
your
plank.
Your arms.
Yeah, I know. But
your
like,
arms are on the end of the planks, and the camera's in the middle.
Oh. This is for it to be shaky. Okay, so this is not to stabilize.
The plank is horizontal.
No, I was just trying to figure out how you were holding
it. I was picturing it vertical, like you're straddling.
Same.
I think it's like you're...
That makes much more sense.
Yeah, that does make
sense.
Yeah,
because it's like a shaky cam, right? And... Yeah, shaky cam is something that like was used, I feel like, for a period of time, and then it just kind of... People just kind of stopped using it.
No, people love it in like chase scenes and in high tense, just every high tense situation. If there's like a running, well, chase scenes, big on chase scenes in action films and in horror. But it's like if like Blair Witch Project, for example, that's like so much shaky cam.
Yeah.
Or if it's like a lot of POV shots are shaky cam just because it feels like it's real and not like a camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it feels like
it gives more of a subjective point of view. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually like it was used a bunch, but like it still is used. Like it hasn't really gone out of style, in my opinion.
I guess Evil Dead was a little ahead of its time, maybe.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
There's a variation on that, though, on this rig. It's okay. So this is called the Vaso Cam. Same rig. Mounting a camera onto the board, and so they didn't have a real dolly, so sometimes like when going up uneven terrain or like the rafters of the cabin or like just like flat on the floor, they like made their own track with 2x4s. So there's one 2x4 with the camera on it, and then fit into the track with duct tape, and then they smeared Vaseline all over it so the 2x4 with the camera would fit into the track and slide along.
Oh, this sounds legit, actually.
That makes sense.
I think it's so funny that they're like, yeah, just put some Vaseline on it to slide.
Like, it's cheaper.
They made the whole, like, track with just, like, planks of wood. Like, I think that's so funny to me. Like, I mean, it probably, like, at the time, it's like, yeah, what else are you going to do? We have no money. But it's just, like, the thought of, like, it's just, like, since Evil Dead is, like, so big now, like, the fact that this is, like, the origins.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that even, like, I mean, they did the first Evil Dead. They did a couple of years.
Yeah,
they did a couple of years later, same thing, Evil Dead 2. But even, like, the first original one was based off of, like, a short film.
Yes.
That they did all together. Little Michigan buddies.
Yeah, so cute. Well, yeah. I mean, all the actors in Evil Dead 1 are their Michigan buddies. Those, like, the crew is, like, fully just made up out of their friends.
Yeah.
Like, and they're, like, our age doing it.
That's
like
awesome.
20 and 21 or something.
It's possible, guys. We can do it.
It is.
Literally as possible.
Apparently, Bruce Campbell was working in commercials at that time, too. Fun little factoid.
Oh.
He was, like, doing, like, I think camera stuff for commercials and, like, studying English.
Wow.
Little nerd.
Little nerd.
Yeah. But one thing that early Mr. Fog. So especially for opening scenes of Sam Raimi movies.
Yes.
Misty, foggy. Usually in the opening 5 minutes of a couple of films in his repertoire.
Yeah.
So inanimate objects point of view.
Oh yeah.
That's something that you see. I think even in Send Help.
With what?
I'm trying to remember, but I guess maybe it wasn't an inanimate object. We saw the boar's point of view.
The boar. Oh yeah.
But I guess it's not an inanimate
object. That's a pig.
I mean, we saw the like
I feel like we got like a spear point of view or something maybe at one point. Though I could completely
be misremembering. We got the home surveillance point of view. That's an inanimate object.
Yeah, but that's
feel like not
different.
Moving. That's stationary.
True.
Oh, is it specifically inanimate objects that are moving?
I think so.
Like being thrown or whatever?
I think so. Because that's like something that I feel like isn't a lot of a...
The only one I can specifically think of off the dome is like the POV shots of Ash and Evil Dead 2 with the like deer head. Like where like it's like the high angle. Like down at him when he's like laughing.
Mm. Yeah, because... I don't think it sent help because there was all of the mounted heads and whatever in the house.
Yeah,
those were like metal. So like,
yeah.
I don't remember those having a point of view. I think we just had a high angle where we like saw through the horns, but then that's not a POV. Because
guys, you're learning on this freaking podcast. As you
literally.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to actually look up. Did you guys manage to? did you guys manage to like figure out like what car she was driving at the end of Send Help? Because I was trying to figure out if it's the car that he always puts in his stuff, like what he refers to as the classic.
Yeah. Shoot, no, I don't think I didn't look that closely at the car she was driving, to be honest.
I was trying.
No,
to...
I just noticed that it was nice.
It's the Oldsmobile Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's had it in.
Because it was originally his car.
Seven of his films.
In wow. The Evil Dead, that was his car.
Or more than seven. Sorry, if you're including all three Spider-Man movies as separate,
yeah,
films.
It's his baby. It even shows up in Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah, also, there you go.
Because it's Ash's car.
But you've also got in Drag Me to Hell, The Gift, Darkman, and even Multiverse of Madness, guys. Sam Raimi made it to...
It's even in Oz the Great and Powerful.
Guys.
Sam Raimi made Multiverse of Madness?
He directed it.
It was
what?
Like
the second Doctor Strange
people
movie.
Were,
yeah.
No,
like,
really I know what the movie is.
Because they were like, yo, he fell off. Like, people were really harsh
yeah,
about
but
it.
Bruce Campbell was still in it.
Yeah, Pizza Papa.
Wow.
And
I actually
like,
didn't know that
it.
Was him.
And then people were like, he's going to be Mysterion.
That's
or
so
Mysterion
cool,
or whatever, and
Mysterio?
Bruce Campbell was Mysterio. Sorry,
I mean,
I'm not a comic book person. I'm sorry.
Mysterio was already a character by the time that.
Why did he direct Multiverse of
was
Madness?
Was it Mysterio? Bruce Campbell was like, yes, I will be Mysterio.
Bruce Campbell, I think, would accept any role in the world.
Bruce Campbell would accept a bowl of kibble. And
bro,
like some water.
Stop.
Like he would do.
I think he would do like commercials for like.
He loves doing Hallmark
anything.
Movies now.
He loves. And I respect it so much because it's like, I think like, he's. I just love him. Bruce Campbell does anything and I'm like, yes.
We're both like, yes.
Yes,
Bruce.
I love him. But I even love his cringe Instagram posts.
I'm coming around to them.
We've talked about this before on the podcast.
We definitely have. You know what? It is actually contradictory to what I said earlier, which is I don't get embarrassed easily, but that embarrasses me. That gives me that.
Yeah.
That's one of the only things that still gives me that thrill is Bruce Campbell's
that thrill
AI and cringe. Like
he's,
I can't look at it.
He's toned down on the AI. I feel like
he has, and he's only been posting artsy photographs with sad captions lately.
Yeah,
and I really like that. I prefer
that
really, really a lot more.
You prefer artsy photographs to AI? That's a shock.
Yeah. Totally not on brand for me. But, like, I still can't get over... I feel like I maybe also mentioned this on the podcast. I at least mentioned it to you guys. But I still can't get over this unsubstantiated, random thing I read online. This may not be factual, but I read on, like, Reddit or, like, Instagram or something. I think it was, like, an Instagram comment. That, like, apparently someone, like, recently met Bruce Campbell at a con or something. And it was, like, a young woman, like, mm-hmm. our age. And she was like, oh, like, I'm a huge fan of your work. Like, I love Evil Dead, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, have you seen my Hallmark movies? You should watch those. Those are really good.
Wow. If
he
it
was
like,
one December
you
night.
You seem like you would like Hallmark movies, young lady. It's like, bro.
Okay, so if we so met funny. Him, he would love us? Because we've seen One
well,
December Night?
Twice.
If we met him,
in Moro.
I would have to be like on like a full like shredded abs like workout regimen beforehand. like
bro,
side tangent, but
that's
something
okay.
I love like from like looking online at like Reddit AMAs from Bruce Campbell or like just like fan confessions is that he like a male fan will come to Bruce Campbell and be like, hey, like I love your work, man, whatever. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like
yeah,
get
right,
fuck
buddy.
Out of my face.
Get lost.
Literally, but like any woman, like with like a tiny bit of like cleavage or like not even like covered up will like, come up to him and be like, hey, I love your work. And he's like, thank you, beautiful angel.
That means the
you.
World to me. I do everything that I ever do for you.
Literally. It's like, yeah, dog on your male fans more. Because even our friend met him. And like he was like, he was like, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, he
like,
was fine.
Like he was like he told us what he smelled like too.
Yes, like he gave like notes.
He gave
like
because
I was
notes.
Like, well, what were the notes? He's like, okay, let me think.
Because he was like, oh, Bruce Campbell like smelled like
yeah,
overpoweringly.
He smelled nice.
Of,
but he said
of,
he smelled
like,
nice though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said he's like he smelled really good.
Yeah, which makes sense. Like he gives that vibe.
He gives the well.
He gives like too much cologne vibe a little bit. But
yeah.
I also like love too much cologne, so that's fine by me.
Lol. Okay. Guys, this is actual lore, Sam Raimi lore drop.
I'm ready.
If you've ever seen, I'm addressing the Shemp.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm addressing
please,
Shemp.
Please,
I have,
please, please.
If you've ever seen in Shemp referred to either by Bruce Campbell or Sam Raimi or you see some weird credit that says Shemp,
Yeah, in best his stuff. Shemp, Shemp 1, Shemp beer.
I have the actual explanation, guys. Shemp was one of the Three Stooges. And then and Shemp died after they made 3/4 of a movie. But there were some scenes he had to be in or couldn't complete the movie, Phil Gillis explains. So they got some people who always had their backs to the camera to play those scenes. And if you look at Evil Dead's credits, they'll credit me with being fake Shemp 1 or 2. They had about 6 fake Shemps. For the record, Shemp replaced Curly in the Three Stooges team when a stroke forced Curly's retirement. And Shemp himself died of a heart attack in 1955. But that's a...
So was Shemp actually in one of the movies?
No. But... just the fact that it's like a stand-in.
Oh, a stand-in is called Shemp.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I knew that.
But they call it fake Shemp. Like, at first it was fake Shemp because it's like, oh, Shemp. But then now it's like evolved and they just call it Shemp implies that it's like a stand-in.
That's really fun.
Yeah. And Shemp is just like used as like a brand thing too. Like if they have like a random beer brand, like it's like Shemp beer. Like there's multiple like Sam Raimi productions where it's like Shemp beer, Shemp light. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
So that's the Shemp lore, guys.
Thank you.
I knew it was for a stand-in because I knew like some actors were like Shemp 1 or whatever. And like you
Shemp
look.
Shemp hand.
Like. And like, yeah, it's like one hand scene.
Yeah.
Like Sam Raimi would be like, yo, you want your toe in the movie? You can be a Shemp.
That's really funny. But another thing that I really didn't realize was in a lot of Sam Raimi movies until I was reading about him. Is that he references Wes Craven a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Like, a lot. Like, a lot. First of all, he references things, like, all the time in general. Yeah. Like, and I knew that, but there's, like, certain things where it'll be, like, one line. It's like, well, this is actually a reference to this movie. And I'm like, that's awesome, because that's actually how my brain works. but, yeah, I mean, in the cabin of the... in the basement of the cabin in Evil Dead, there's a poster for The Hills Have Eyes.
Yes.
Yes,
I did know about this. And then Wes Craven referenced Sam Raimi in A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, she's watching The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead.
On the TV.
When she's trying to stay awake. Mm-hmm. So he like ping-ponged back the reference.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, and then in the reference, there's like a special thanks. In Nightmare on Elm Street, there's a special thanks to Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
And then apparently Sam Raimi returned the favor by including a shot of Freddy's trademark gloves somewhere in the work shed scene of Evil Dead 2.
Oh.
It is there.
Noticed that. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Guys, it goes even further.
It does. I've read about this. I might have read some of this.
It goes even further. Yeah. They both had a cameo role in John Carpenter Presents Body Bags. Mm-hmm. Sam Raimi played a corpse and Wes Craven was a pasty-faced man. And then they also coincidentally met up once, when Sam Raimi was filming, For the Love of the Game and Wes Craven was filming Music of the Heart. Also the cinematographer of Evil Dead 2 shot Music of the Heart. So they, for a period of time in their career, they like kept like kind of just like running into each other, just like coincidentally.
Classic. Red and also string of
through,
fate.
Yeah, and just like through like those kind of mutual connections.
Yeah, but also like film industry is like small.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks a lot bigger than it is.
Yeah. Well, if you're like one city, like everyone else in that city, you'll just get to know.
The beautiful city of Detroit, if it was Sam Raimi's perfect world.
Yeah.
Michigan forever.
That means he would love Hamilton.
Literally. I feel like they would like Hamilton. That's so close to Michigan.
Well, like Detroit is like Steel City.
Yeah.
And Hamilton is Steel
Town. It's like it's the closest like other
Steel thing. They're like friends.
Yeah.
They're like buddies.
Yeah.
Like basically the people that own the steel mills in Hamilton yearly go down to Detroit and they hold the hands of the people in like the heads of those humans and they literally like skip around in a circle and they go la 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 la. Sorry.
I fully was like, okay, they hold their hands.
No, I was like mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. I was like, this is some steel ritual.
Yep. I wouldn't put it past anyone.
No, everything I just said was just factual and it's 100% proven and you shouldn't look it up because I'm right.
Okay.
Okay.
I keep getting
Thank
tricked
you.
Though. I keep getting tricked because my Margaret and I's friend Bridget told, I was like, okay, I'm going to the gym, Bridget. Like, what do I hit? She's like, you need to hit Bulgarian split squats. I was like, what
I've heard
is
of those,
that? And then
yeah.
she's like, Romanian deadlifts. And I was like, I was like, I'm not a gym rat. I was like, I never heard of this before in my life. And I was joking about this to another friend And he was like, look up, like, it was like a Chinese push-up or something. It was like, it's like Chinese squat. And I was like, okay. I looked it up. I'm like, it's not coming up. And then I was like, oh, you're messing with me.
Stop.
Like, I just believed it. I was like, okay, Chinese squat.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, let me get tapped in.
That's actually hilarious.
Okay, wait, I've never heard of this one before.
Wait, did you guys hear about the thing where when they designed push-ups, they designed it for the male body? And so, like, if you have, like, a feminine body, you should be doing push-ups in a different way, like rotating your elbows slightly differently because
because your
body, like, when it grows, it accommodates for like breasts, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, and your center of gravity is different, so you should actually be doing
I just searched up R push-ups on Google.
Yep,
just the letter R.
Yeah, so you should be like rotating your elbows out slightly, mm-hmm. or in no out slightly, so that when you push back, it's the same as if you were if you had like a masculine frame and you did it.
Mm.
Oh,
I learned that it's like on the hands TikTok. Are like,
wow. Cool. Guys, for reference, I just searched up rotating elbows for push-ups as woman. Yeah. And I got what I needed. So if you're curious, type in rotating. I did accidentally capitalize the O and the T in rotating.
I'm sure that Google knows what you're saying.
I'm sure if you search the same thing without it, you'll get similar results. Wow, the more you know, the more you know.
I just learned about that. So guys, if you're trying to do your push-ups and you're like, why is this working? Why do I suck at this? Try what I just said.
Yep. Also,
after looking it up.
Yeah. Also, cold plunges are only like speed up recovery. Like after like people that do cold plunges specifically for like increased recovery time mm-hmm. after working out. Men, only really for biological males.
It's because they don't. No one tests anything for
women. Same thing with intermittent fasting. Can be great for men. Not good as a for a biological female. Not great. It's just your freaking you're just spiking your shit, bruh. It's going up and down, all your freaking glucose, sugars, whatever, and your body's like, what's happening? And then you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
So no intermittent fasting for you ladies.
Sorry
about it.
It's so fucked up that like society is like, yo, women need to be super skinny because like I feel like women low-key need to be fat.
We're not meant for that, bro.
Because we're supposed to have babies, bro.
Literally.
So you gotta keep that allegedly. Baby nice
and even insulated. And even if you are super thin, you still have like a bump where your uterus is.
Yeah.
And some men are like, what you're the fat. Hell?
What it's the
like,
hell is that fat?
It's like bro,
it's literally an organ you don't possess. Like shut the fuck up.
Literally. Hey, do you want me to be vulnerable? And if I get stabbed, I don't have that little pouch of fat protecting my vital organs. Buddy.
Actually, you're speaking facts right now.
Yeah. No. And also, it's not healthy for biological females to be... I sound like a freaking looks maxer right now.
For biological
well, your
females.
Cortisol, your cortisol spikes. I just don't want to be discriminatory against trans women. That might not relate to these things that we're saying.
Yeah,
true.
I got that.
Yeah, same.
However, it's... What was I talking about?
Cortisol levels?
Oh, no. Before that, you were talking about...
body fat?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're too skinny, your body, you stop menstruating.
Yeah. That is true. I know about that.
Because your body says, whoa, there's something going on, and you can't afford to be, like, losing blood right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Stay healthy.
I know...
Ladies and
people
I
that
guess everyone stay healthy
has
or don't.
That they've had that happen to them.
Yeah, same.
So it's definitely real.
Yeah.
And then the doctors always go, I don't know.
When was your last
all
cycle?
Of my friends, yeah, experience. Like I've known people where they've been like, yeah, I haven't been bleeding for like months. And doctors will just be like,
it's
oh,
irregular.
Yeah, whatever. Sorry, I actually don't know what's
doctors
wrong
with you. Doctors are like, lucky doc. It's like, no, I don't know if this is normal.
Help
Wait,
me.
But my roommate actually took Plan B. Mm-hmm. And she had really irregular periods before that.
Yeah.
She took Plan B. She's not pregnant, guys. Don't worry. Ooh. But now her period's regular.
Wow.
Yo.
So, okay. Guys, if anyone's thinking of quick solutions that only worked for one person I know and no one else, what do we think?
Movie maidens are not great. Giving you medical advice. Please do not take medical advice.
Except for
us.
The push-ups. Please
Bro,
do that.
You know.
Yeah, look into that.
Like, keeping on the topic we're talking about, but also coming back to Sam Raimi, Loki, you know whose workout routine I need? Bruce Campbell's.
Bruce Campbell.
Because I have...
Good Lord.
Like, you... Dorsa knows what I'm laying down. Bro, him in Burn Notice season one versus even season two.
Yeah.
Which is probably shot within the same year. Like, he's like older there. And like clearly, and there's also the fall of Sam Axe.
The fall of Sam Axe, it's a prequel. So he's like, let me lock in younger. And look younger.
He looks younger. It's filmed so many years after the original series, and he's got like abs again almost.
Wow.
Like he's still kind of like bulky and like big.
Maybe they painted them on.
They did not, bro. No, you can just see them.
Okay, this is for context. This is Bruce Campbell
for you, Morgan. Season one. It's the same with Ash vs. Evil Dead.
I've seen a fan clip that you made of this.
Yeah.
Remember?
Because that's my man.
Look at this.
The video.
It was the intro. It was like a YouTube poop.
Yeah. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
And then let's look at the fall of Sam Axe.
So he recorded this after that?
2011. Yes.
So wait, what was the other one? 2009?
2007. So this is several years.
Oh,
later.
My God.
4 years later.
Oh, wow. He does look younger. Wow. He looks kind of like shit in Burn Season 1 then compared to this.
Oh, yeah. I also forget that
they dyed his hair.
Pedro Pascal's in this movie.
What?
The Burn Notice TV show spin-off movie, Pedro Pascal.
I remember being so mad when I found that out because that was like peak me being into like fat Bruce Campbell. And I was like,
why did they make him skinny for this?
I was like, why did they make him skinny for this? That's actually disgusting. He's too skinny.
Look at this though.
Need something to chew on. Anyway.
He actually looks younger.
I was looking for edits of the fall of Sam Axe, and it was all Pedro Pascal. I was like, what the hell? Where's my man?
Literally. It's like, guys, the star of this movie.
The eponymous Sam Axe.
Literally, the titular Sam Axe. Why did my mom just text me an emoji of her saluting? She did not text me before this.
Like this?
Yes.
I actually love that emoji. I was texting people that literally today.
I love the saluting emoji as well.
Yeah. I never think of it as called the saluting emoji. I forget what I think of it as, but I just...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, basically.
But Bruce Campbell also did that again with Ash vs. Evil Dead, because in season one, he has a very similar physique to season one Burn Notice.
Oh, yeah, and then he's like, I need to kill Deadites again.
By the last season, like the season it got canceled, like he's even fitter than he is in the Rise of Sam Axe, or Fall of Sam Axe. Fuck, I was saying Rise.
The Rise and Fall of Sam Axe.
And it's actually absurd.
Yeah, real. Also, when I said that he low-key looks like shit in the first season of Sam Axe or whatever.
Burn Notice.
I didn't mean
No, he
physically.
Does.
I just meant his like face.
That's literally that's
well, his whole point, he's literally like a sugar baby that's like no longer a Navy SEAL. Like has been like he does is just drink and bed these like rich women.
And hack.
Yes.
He's the computer guy.
Oh, hack, like H-A-C-K.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason,
all he does is hawk to a.
All he does is hawk to basically
wait,
all he
actually
does
true.
Is be there for his sugar mommy. So that's him in season one.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
What season? Yeah, you have. You've seen the first two or three episodes. It's like season three or four. See, like, he's completely,
he does look younger.
He's rejuvenated. Yo, like, are they giving him estrogen or
maybe
what?
Maybe just being around his boy, Sam Raimi, just, like, gives him life.
Sam Raimi wasn't even on the Evil Dead show, though.
You don't know that. Maybe he was on there just for him.
There was a...
his fluffer.
Stop. Yeah. There's, like, a shot in season one, like, literally, he wears, like, a girdle, like, in the first episode.
Like a corset, bro, I swear.
And then in season four,
there's a shot, like, of him, like, naked and, like, oiled up.
Damn! Yes.
No, it's not even oil. It's like goop. It's like slime. He's like slimed up. He's like hatching from an egg.
Made of him.
Yeah, he's like hatching from an egg.
Oh, like in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, yeah. Like a pod person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But him. So this is him
in his girdle. And in this episode, they're like, he has dentures too. And I was like, this is too much.
I was like, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
I was like, no, he doesn't. I was like, a couple of teeth are silver or something. Yeah, that's in character for him. But
He would not have dentures.
He would kill himself if he had to get dentures. Ash Williams could not take that blow to his ego. He already lost a hand. And like he's like, okay, I've figured out a way to make this cool. But he's getting into a corset to go out to the bar. I think if he had no teeth, he'd be like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah. He
would have been like, I saved the world and what? I don't even have my own teeth.
What am I supposed to do with this, suck dick?
Yeah, I'll take that hamburger blended.
He'd be like, stupid fuck.
No, and he's like broke too. And like the literally, I think it's so funny that
he's
after
gooped up.
Goop. Oh, I'll search him gooped up. After everything that happens in the Evil Dead movies, the fact that like all the evil is re-released. Oh, why are there pictures that say it's like explicit? I searched the Hold Evil on, Dead I'll TV just, show Bruce Campbell goop.
I'll just go into my TikTok account and try to find it.
No, it's okay. I got it.
I just don't know if it'll come up with goop. Look up evil twin. Evil twin birth.
Oh, no. A to Z nude came up. This is not what I'm...
Say his nude came up?
The website A to Z Nudes.
Oh, A to Z Nudes. What? I mean, what? I've never heard of that website before.
Ash cloned. I can't believe this isn't coming up. But I can't believe after everything that happens in the Evil Dead movies and like all everything he does to get the evil contained back, the fact that it's re-released in the first episode of the show because he's hooking up with a chick and
who's
they
way
smoke,
younger than him.
They're smoking weed and he's like, oh, you're into poetry? Let me show you some poetry. Yeah, and he opens the Necronomicon and starts reciting the
dumbass.
Evil shit that
Actually
makes
dumbass.
All the fucking evil get released in the world. And then he has no memory of this.
Because he gets like, too high.
Yeah, and he's like, wait, why is the evil back? And he's like, oh crap, I look, he did something the other night.
He looks at his bag of weed and he realizes that all of his weed is gone. So
he's like, oh, what did I do?
It must have been what I got when I
actually
smoked.
Can't with him, Loki.
He's so stupid. He's so stupid.
What if I search slime?
Oh, I found it. It's okay. I found it in my edit folder. Don't worry, guys. Freaking don't worry.
For our listeners, you're just going to have to watch the show.
You're just going to have to look and find... Freak, it won't let me pause on it. Hold on. Yeah, anyway, this is him from... I don't know if they used a body double, but this is
yeah, because he's like cheeked up, too.
Oh, yeah, he's cheeked up. Like, it's ridiculous. But you can see pictures, like, of him being cheeked up. Actually, it's in the same edit. It also shows him being cheeked up in this edit.
He's always
as well.
Cheeked up.
Yeah.
He is, but...
Well, it just means that you guys should watch it so you can see for yourselves that he's cheeked up.
I remember. Big juicy.
Aisha Erotica. Bruce shout Campbell. Out. Aisha Erotica edit from Margot's iPhone.
Big juicy. Sam Raimi's epic, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we could low-key even talk about him again.
We should.
On like another episode. Like we can maybe even pick. Guys, I really want to watch the movie Darkman.
Yes, please.
I really want to watch.
Can we watch
Darkman?
Can we watch Darkman? And can we watch. Can we watch The Hudsucker Proxy? I know that's not Sam Raimi. It's Bruce Campbell.
It's
a Coen.
Co-written by Sam Raimi.
Okay, so that still counts.
It was co-written
by Sam
Raimi.
I'll watch Darkman with you. I know you need to watch more Sam Raimis for your project you're working on. I will watch any of them with you. Just let me know when and where.
Yeah, same if I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're like free. Really gross. And then
I don't think Darkman is gross.
I think Darkman's maybe one of his less gross ones, I think. This is a little synopsis from Letterboxd. Dr. Peyton Westlake is on the verge of realizing a major breakthrough in synthetic skin when his laboratory is destroyed by gangsters. Having been burned beyond recognition and forever altered by an experimental medical procedure, Westlake becomes known as Darkman, assuming alternate identities in his quest for revenge and a new life with a former lover.
Ooh. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
So, like, he has a bunch of different faces he uses.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just like Arya.
It's from 1990. It's from 1990. So, like, I think this is kind of as gross as it gets. Like, it's not really.
That's not too bad.
It's just an unfortunate man.
And Bruce Campbell's in it briefly.
He's a burn victim, really. Bruce Campbell's just the goat.
Kind of reminds me of House of Wax. Have you guys ever heard of this?
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard of it.
Yes, I have a friend that really likes that movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which version?
I think, because who's in the remake?
Oh, I haven't seen the remake. I've only seen the original one with Vincent Price.
I think there was a remake.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah,
anyway.
With Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I've heard of that.
And Jared Padalecki and other people.
But. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, thanks for listening to us talk about Sam Raimi and maybe more Bruce Campbell. But
yeah. But that's okay.
Always more.
Maybe
Bruce
you're
Campbell.
Inspired to rewatch the Spider-Man trilogy, or if you've never seen it for whatever reason, not going to judge, withholding my judgment for the first time. I definitely check it out. Not so great, really, on the female representation. But that's okay.
That's
I forgive you, Sam Raimi.
I love you, Sam
A
Raimi.
Man can't be perfect.
Because he's always torturing his male characters. Yeah.
He's always torturing his male characters. Like, I will say though, guys, go see Send Help.
Please
do. Yeah.
Really good.
Really great.
Really, really funny.
That's why we're forgiving him for his crimes against women, the mild ones.
Yes, because he makes up for it.
Yeah.
Like, there's actual, like, reparations done by Sam Raimi. To me, he is a feminist filmmaker. I'm sorry.
Same.
I'm not sorry.
Agree. Anyway,
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
As always, you were joined by you will be and will continue to be joined by me, Dorsa.
Well, who knows if I was switched out halfway through? So,
oh,
I'm not gonna.
Dark Man Morgan.
Yeah.
So. No.
And
I'm also Margot.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.